Well, I kept going with a friend. See, my mom and dad didn't go to church then. So they sent us children with a neighbor. And so they was going to have a revival. So these people wanted us to go. So we went and with them. And one night after the preacher got done, well, they sung a song, "Just As I Am." And the preacher asked everybody to stand up and to bow their heads. So everybody stood up and they bowed their heads and they shut their eyes. And he said, "Anybody wants to be saved, I want y'all to come up front." So I came up front, I went up front, and he looked at me and he said, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you accept him as your personal Savior?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he told everybody in the congregation, he said, "Y'all can open your eyes now. We got a wonderful profession." And so he told me I was saved. Well, I went home and I told my mom and dad. When I told them that, they looked at me, and they said, "We want to go to that church." So they went to that church during that revival that week, and they sat through a service, and after the service was over and was coming home, they looked at us boys, and they said, "My brother had been deceived too," and they looked at us boys and said, "That's not the way that we got saved." So they told us that wasn't. So when it comes Saturday, they looked at us and said, "Boys, we're going to go to church where we belong today, or tomorrow." And so we all went to New Harmony, Old Time Missionary Baptist Church in Logan County, Kentucky. I was about 13 years old. And so we went there, and those people, when they started singing, they didn't have to do any preaching, but when they started singing, I knew there was a presence there that I'd never felt before. And when that preacher started preaching, he preached hell and he preached it hot. Uh-huh. And so I really listened, and it got to bothering me. And whenever that he made an altar call, well, I went up front and I looked at him and I said, "I want to accept the Lord and get Jesus in my heart." And he looked at me, and Brother Merle Ellis was the pastor at that time, and he looked at me and he said, "Boy, you don't get it that way." And so he proceeded to tell me that I had to ask the Lord to save my soul and seek after him. And so that time I started praying. I went to the altar and I started praying at that time, but I didn't get saved. Well, the more I thought about it, the devil, he's really good. You know, I know the Bible says now, I didn't know that then, but said he's a liar and the father of all lies. And so he proceeded to let me know that I was a pretty good boy, in which mom and daddy, they done real good at raised us, and they was raising us to be pretty good boys and girls. So he proceeded to tell me that I was a pretty good boy, and why would a pretty good boy die and go to hell? But I kept going to the altar, and I kept praying. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking that I was a pretty good boy. And so it was about 3 years, and I was about 16 years old. And we'd had some people saved during the revival. And one night I went to the altar, and there was five of us seeking the Lord that night up there on the altar. And I was praying and praying and praying, and all at once, all of that pain went away from me and peace came in. But just as soon as that happened, the old devil, he brought to my attention, said, "You're not saved because you didn't shout." There were several of them that got saved that night, and they all was shouting, and I didn't shout. So I didn't say nothing. I got up, and I went back. When the service was over, I left. And about 2 months later, back then, this was back in the 70s, and we still had prayer in school. Mm-hmm. And so we had a Bible reading lesson and had silent prayer. And in school, during one of those silent prayers, well, I was praying and I was asking the Lord, "Lord, if you'd save me back then, let me know." And all at once, that good feeling in my soul come in there again. And he let me know that I'd been saved, that I need to pray for my brothers and my friends. And so I went back to church. There was a few Sundays after that, I went back to church. And back then, what the pastor would do is he would ask everybody that was lost and that was concerned about their soul, he would ask for a song and ask them to come around to the front and shake his hand to let the church know that they was concerned about their soul so the church could get burdened over them and pray for them. Well, everybody had went up there except for me. And I was sitting back there beside my grandmother, and she looked at me and she said, "Junior, aren't you going up there?" Well, I got up and I started up there, and the closer I got to that preacher, the more the Lord got on to me. And when I grabbed his hand, I said, "I want to thank the Lord, save my soul, and join this church right now." And when I said that, my sister come from the back of shouting. She said, "The Lord just saved me." Another lady come from back of church shouting, young girl, and she said, "The Lord saved me 7 weeks ago across my bed." And first time I did something for the Lord, he blessed my soul. And I joined the church, and they joined the church, and I think it was 8 baptized the day that I was baptized. The year that I was saved, there was 58 that got saved that year. We would get phone calls about people praying, and sometimes it'd be 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they'd say, "Pray for my son," or "Pray for my daughter." And sometimes they said, "Will you come over and help us pray?" And we'd go to their house, and we'd have people come to our house sometimes at 9 and 10 o'clock at night, and they'd knock on the door, and they'd say, "I'm lost. Will you help me pray?" A husband and a wife, maybe the wife would be lost. And they said, "Would y'all help us pray?" And we'd have a prayer meeting right there in my mom and dad's house, and about 1 o'clock in the morning, they get saved a lot of times. And the whole year was like that. You go to church and you wonder who was going to get saved, who was already been saved, that was going to tell it, or something good was going to happen. And that's just the way it was. I heard everybody testify about how that this trouble that they had would just left them, and it brought peace to them. And I knew I didn't have that. And I was looking for that. I was looking for something that I knew. They kept telling me, "When you get saved, you'll know it." And I never did find that until that night. And then all at once, like I said, that trouble went away and just peace flooded my soul. And I found it. The older I get, the sweeter it gets. Because that same spirit's in there, but yet it flows out more, and it grows whenever that you... When the Holy Spirit is dealing with you and you follow the Lord and the Spirit and do something for Him, it just seems like it. Well, my tears starts watering and I have these glory bumps that comes up and on my arms and there's nothing like feeling the Spirit of God. It took me a while that night. I can't tell you exactly how long, but I know when they give the altar call that I was up there for quite a while, it seemed like. And there was something else that happened that night, too. And there was a dear sister that was there that night, and she got real bad sick right after church. And she passed away about 2 days later, but she was one of those that really prayed for me. And see, the thing about it is that those old people back in those days, they would get a burden for a lost sinner, and they would get up in church, and they would start testifying, and they'd say, "Pray for Junior because I want to see him saved." Because I was on their heart, and day and night, you know, they would say that they was praying for us that was lost, and some of them said that, you know, before they went to bed, and some of them said that sometimes they couldn't even eat hardly because that the lost sinners was on their hearts so much that they was burdened for us. And see, that's why the Lord kept dealing with me, I believe, is because that those people, they wanted to see me saved. And the power comes through the church and the prayers of the Lord's people. And that's what it takes for people to get saved today, is for the people to get burdened down and for them to pray down old-time conviction and let people, the Spirit lets people know that if they die, they're going to hell and they're going to burn forever. Now, it let me know that pretty good old boys go to hell. The Lord also let me know that I was saved, and I know it. That's a good thing about it. It's mine. The Lord gave it to me, and He's the keeper of it. The Bible says that we're sealed until the day of redemption, and I'm glad it's sealed because I can't get it out, and can't nobody else, and you can't lose it, and I'm glad of that also. If it was left up to me, I'd lose a lot of things, but I've never lost that because I'm not the keeper of it. My blessed Savior.